weight loss and nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Maryland State Board of Education will be getting an update from the Chronic Absenteeism Task Force during its meeting on Tuesday. The task force is expected to share the progress being made on the development of the attendance toolkit to support schools in reducing absenteeism. In addition, the task force on cell phone use in schools will present its final report to the board along with its recommendations. Board members will also be receiving updates on federal pandemic recovery funding and efforts to connect federal public servants with teaching careers through the Feds to Eds program. No injuries are reported after someone detonated an explosive device near a Southeast Baltimore Home Depot on Sunday afternoon. Police were called to the 6300 block of Eastern Avenue for a report of an explosion around 2 p.m., and investigators learned that a man set off the device and fled. The bomb squad, FBI, and ATF all responded to the scene. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A depleted Oriole lineup faced perhaps the best pitcher in the majors yesterday, and the result was fairly predictable. Tarik Skubal pitching 6 innings of shutout ball, no walks, 11 strikeouts, as the Birds without Rutschman, Mullins, and Westberg go meekly, 7-0 the final. Postgame from the manager.
We had 3 guys hurt today, and we're not playing the best baseball right now, and we're walking too many guys to the mound. It's been rough.
Birds come home now to face the division-leading Yankees, coming off a sweep last night of the Blue Jays. Orioles in the cellar, 6.5 behind New York. NASCAR Cup Series, the Jack Link 500 at Talladega. What a finish.
Into the trial, the final time, jostling three wide behind the first two rows. Cindric, Priest at the line. Who?
Cindric. I like Cindric, and it's because of them lap cards in front of him. He had the upper hand with the cards in front. That was perfect timing for him.
Austin Cindric's dramatic last lap pass earns his first and Team Penske's first trophy of the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series season. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens still have one area they need to address. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
With sun today and winds out of the south, the high should hit the mid-70s and clear light winds overnight as the low eventually drops down to 54. A warming trend continues on Tuesday. Expect sunshine with gusty winds out of the south at a high of 83. Then a slight chance for a shower on Wednesday with a high again in the low 80s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 64 degrees in Bel Air, 57 in Halethorpe, and 56 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, it is a fresh new week for you to be very productive. Start the week off right. At least if you do that, you get to Thursday and you're like, oh, look, one more day to the weekend, right? If you're productive all the way up till Thursday. I'm one of those people. I quit on Wednesday. I just by Wednesday, I'm done. All right. I'm as productive as I can be. Just kidding. Just kidding. I quit on Tuesday. Now, good morning to you. And I got to ask you, of course, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We were talking about Baltimore City. It was named the dirtiest city in America while I was out on Friday. We were talking about the restaurants downtown that are no longer considered downtown, according to Mayor Brandon Scott. You might think otherwise. I know I think otherwise. But they're no longer considered downtown by the mayor, and so they're no longer in this zone to get some grant funding from some of the COVID relief funds. And a lot of those businesses are very upset. They're in Little Italy, Fells Point, Federal Hill, Locust Point, and other areas as well. And we were talking a bit about just some of the things that have been going on downtown in general. Of course, it is the 10-year anniversary of the death of Freddie Gray. And I love the fact that so many of you have been weighing in, even on the potholes, what have you. We are going to talk a little bit more about what's going on news-wise in the national scene. But before we move on, I want to get Joe in Randallstown. Joe, did you want to weigh in on Dirtiest City?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to share a comparison story of a a residence my sister owned about 2 miles from the city line in Arbutus, Maryland. She had a neighbor put in a complaint against her for having vines growing in between the fence of a townhome. And I just want to share this story in comparison, because this house is about 2 miles, probably a mile, from the city line. And by the time the county and everything where they got through with the complaint and everything, just from having those vines in the between the fence, they threatened my sister. They didn't fine her, but they threatened her with a $5,000 fine if she didn't clean up whatever mess there was between the fence.
Wow. And this was in Arbutus.
You know what my sister did was, she had me dig up everything that was green in her backyard, and we laid about two inches of stone.
Oh, nice.
And she said, enough is enough.
Yeah.
So that's 1 mile from the city now. So, and you know what I'm saying? It's just right. Unbelievable that in the city, did the law change where you're allowed to put your garbage and rubbish in your backyard? Is that allowed in the city now? I know they can't control it.
Right. Well, there doesn't seem like they're arresting anybody or making them pay any fines.
I'm just letting you know, it's that close when you to the county line where, and this happened about 10 years ago, and it was enforced so strong, I just couldn't believe it, because I'm the one who fixed the problem for her. And it's just unbelievable to see what's in the city and then what the county does. It'd be so easy for the city to enforce and never have allowed this to have happened.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe.
What probably happened, they just stopped enforcing the law, and then now it's too much out of control, and they just can't, you know, and I don't think anybody has a solution. other than to get all your garbage trucks together, and let's have a clean up Baltimore day where get the citizens and all the garbage trucks. Let's go.
Yeah, it'll be dirty the following week.
Clean up, baby. Bring the municipal. You got enough municipal trucks.
Yeah.
But, I'm just saying, something major has to happen.
Yeah.
And anyhow, I appreciate you taking my call, and I just wanted to give you that comparison that the county in Baltimore County, they'd never put up with this type. They never at all will put up with this stuff.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you that they're not doing their job for their citizens, and this is just another topic that is just deplorable, it's despicable, and it's disgusting that this situation is here today.
Yeah.
This is probably a 30-year accumulation of mismanagement and turning your eye the other way, and it is just horrible.
Yeah.
To think about it.
Joe, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. And I think a lot of people feel the same way about Joe. But again, this goes back to basic government functions. This is what we talk about on the show all the time. You're not getting basic government functions completed. And it's very sad to see. And it's sometimes not just in the city, but all over the entire state. And so then you have taxation without representation, right? Then you're wondering, why are you paying all these taxes if you can't get the necessities? I did want to give you an update here. Remember we were talking about Secretary Kristi Loeb and the fact that she had her purse stolen while she was at a restaurant? Okay, well, they found the guy. They found the guy. You're not going to believe this. She was in D.C., right? Well, this is the headline here. The thief who snatched DHS Secretary Kristi Loeb's purse has been arrested and is in the country illegally. Illegally. Remember I thought it was somebody that possibly knew she had the $3,000 in there? I said, it sounds like an inside job, because who else would know that somebody's carrying $3,000 in their purse? Nowadays, a lot of people don't carry cash at all. So I just assumed it was somebody that had to have known that that money was in the purse. Turned out it was an illegal immigrant. And he'll be deported here shortly. I was like, wait a minute, what? You know, and then I had to think it through, because we did hear that there are a lot of illegal immigrants nowadays, whether if they're, you know, working to help illegal immigrants or they're actually illegals themselves. But they have been stealing a lot of IDs, social security cards, and all these other things. So maybe that has ticked up the number of purse thefts as well. I don't know. But I just wanted to update you with that because we were talking about it last week. Let's see. I've got a text here from Marty. It says, Cam, remember when Johnny Olszewski raised our taxes not to fix the roads, but for bike lanes? Sounds familiar, right? Johnny Olszewski was once the chief lobbyist for Baltimore City DOT. That's right, I said it, not the county. County Executive Johnny Olszewski submits $3.4 billion in a budget proposal. I do remember that, Marty. And when you talk about, you know, the fact that he did raise taxes there in the county right after he was elected in 2018, you'll tell people that. They're like, well, no, my taxes went up because of Governor Larry Hogan. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not here in Baltimore County. That's not why your taxes went up around then. It was Johnny Olszewski. And that's another thing that he dodged. Meanwhile, he's on X this morning going back and forth with people. And people are calling him out because he said that President Trump has such a low approval rating. And, of course, there are many people that said, well, sir, you know, the Democrats are not doing too well themselves right now. But then he responds and says, well, I won with 60%. In my last election, and of course, it's like, okay, but you spent $1 million against Kim Klasick, and then you ran scared from debates, and you were the county executive. The fact that I got over 30% is kind of embarrassing for you. It's kind of embarrassing. All right, moving on from that, I did want to give you this update with the aircraft collision that happened on January 29th in Washington, D.C., at the Reagan National Airport, which claimed 67 lives, including 11 children, their parents. And remember, this is when an Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed into a jet. At the center of this tragedy is Captain Lobach, a female junior officer who, according to a New York Times report, ignored repeated warnings from her team to descend and avoid the jet's path. The FAA mandated a maximum altitude of 300 feet for the route, yet the helicopter was already at 300 feet and descending to 200 feet as it approached the Key Bridge. Still too high to avoid flight 5342, also at 300 feet. Warrant Officer Eves, her co-pilot, explicitly instructed her to descend further and turn left to avoid the jet just 15 seconds away. She did not. And so, of course, as you can imagine, many people are wondering why. To go on with this article, it says this wasn't a mere oversight. Eve's warnings were clear. The Black Hawk needed to descend to avoid a collision. Turning left would have created more space, yet Captain Lobach refused to act. Some people were asking, was this incompetence or could it point to something more sinister? One possibility is psychological fear. Some people say freezing under pressure in a life or death situation isn't uncommon. They're wondering if pilots, even trained ones, can experience acute stress responses that impair decision-making. but could there be more to her inaction? So that's where we are right now, is the NTSB has come forward and they said, look, they listened to the audio for that evening, and that co-pilot Eves was telling pilot Lobach to turn left and continue to turn left. She would not do it. You have, let's see, another piece of this here. It says the Black Hawk was 15 seconds away from crossing paths with the jet. Warrant officer Eves then turned his attention to Captain Lobach. He told her he believed that air traffic control wanted them to turn left toward the East River Bank. Turning left would have opened up more space between the helicopter and flight 5342, which was heading to runway 33. Unfortunately, she did not turn left. Again, this is all that could have been heard from the audio there, because they were talking to air traffic control at the time. And whoever was in air traffic control was telling them, you are headed straight towards that jet. So they did know that they were heading straight towards that jet. But that is something that you have to think about. Did she freeze in that moment? You only had about 15 seconds at that point once they were right up on them. There's a possibility. There's a possibility. That's why, you know, there's a lot of people, excuse me, wondering if she did it because she's DEI or, you know, so have you. I don't know if I could call it that right now, knowing this part of it, because it's just kind of like, all right, you know what? I'm not a pilot, obviously. Never even been in a helicopter. I have friends, and we talked to a pilot on the show right after that collision occurred back there in January. And we were told even then that you don't have peripheral vision and it is hard to hear while you're in there. And it's like, you know, I think it's going to take experts to really try to figure out exactly how all this transpired. I think trying to, you know, guess and having these, you know, theories on social media, I don't think it does us any good. And I don't think that we truly know what it's like to be in that moment. I think we're going to have to rely on the experts. But I did want to bring that to you. They did listen to the audio recording. She was told in an enough a time to make that turn where she would not have hit that American Airlines flight, but unfortunately she did not turn left. Now, why was the Black Hawk at 300 feet when it should not have been? They're still investigating that, apparently. You know, some people could say, all right, maybe she didn't know exactly what altitude she is at. We're being told, and this is from the FAA, that she would have had to know what the altitude was at that time. I, again, not a pilot, would never pretend to be. It's such a sad situation. Such a sad situation. Many, many families forever broken. But as they continue to release more information, I will continue to bring that to you. Also, over the weekend, you had 100 illegals arrested in Colorado at a underground nightclub. It was a sting operation carried out by the DEA, DHS, and ICE. There are some videos circulating. I saw some on X and Instagram. I don't know if there are videos on Facebook, but there were a bunch of people coming out of this nightclub. And, you know, you had ICE agents. Everybody was waiting right outside as everybody's, like, coming out. And I don't know if what they did inside to, like, get everybody to just start running out the door, whether it was, like, a flashbang or something like that. I don't know. But everybody just ran out of the door, and you could hear and see, you know, the agents were like, come on, you know, get on the ground, put your hands up, that whole thing. And of course, there were many people that were very shocked and scared. But they arrested all of them without incident. And apparently they got a little over 100 illegal immigrants from that one mission alone. Because they were guest tipped off that there was this underground nightclub where many of the illegals were hanging out to avoid being deported. So congratulations to DEA, DHS, and ICE. I did see where the numbers were. DHS secretary said last week they got over 150,000 illegal immigrants out of the country. Many people say that that's not enough. Of course it's not enough. Of course the number needs to be higher. But I did remind people, don't forget, you've got cities like Baltimore. Apparently there's you know, cities like even Austin, Texas and such. They're not working alongside ICE agents. So law enforcement in some of these cities are not assisting ICE in tracking down some of these individuals, even though some of them do have detainer requests or warrants or what have you. But like, you know, here in Maryland, you've got these progressive lawmakers that want to see these people run free. So a lot of cities are leaving ICE and DEA and such on their own to track these individuals down. So, yes, it's going to take longer, and it's you know, the numbers are going to be lower. It's just a fact of the matter. Do we want the numbers higher? For sure. For sure. And that's why I do hope the Trump administration does enforce now allowing some of these states to receive federal funding if they're not going to assist ICE with these missions. They've got to assist. They've got to assist. All right, we get back. I want to tell you about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and then also Adam Schiff and his rebrand.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Grocery prices are still through the roof. Natural disasters are still devastating, and supply chains are still fragile. That's why millions of Americans are turning to My Patriot Supply, the country's most trusted preparedness company. Right now, they're offering $200 off their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. This kit feeds one adult 2,000 calories a day for three full months. It's packed in sturdy, long-lasting containers with a 25-year shelf life. And best of all, it ships fast and free. But this special offer is only available for a limited time. My Patriot Supply rarely offers discounts this steep, so if there's ever a time to get prepared, this is it. Get ahead of the next crisis. Whether it's a natural disaster, supply chain disruption, or something bigger, you'll be glad you took action. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to claim your $200 discount. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Again, MyPatriotSupply.com. Stock up on peace of mind today.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers. Remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay, we pulled their fat out of the fire. Now they're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. If you're not ready for the week, guess what? You better get ready. Get your butt in gear. It's Monday. It's already 11:25. Come on, guys. You can do it. I got a text here from Joel. Joel says, Kim, when former county executive Johnny O first ran in his primary, he identified as a progressive. However, after winning the primary, I noticed that the signs bearing his progressive label disappeared and were replaced by Johnny O, the Democrat. It was evident that he changed his stance. Yeah, Joel, there's a little bit of rebranding going on. He even stole my logo, in case you guys didn't know. I haven't forgotten about that, Johnny. Stealing my campaign logo. And you know what's so crazy about it? It's so obvious, too. Like, he didn't change anything about the one that he stole, right? It was like nothing changed except for the color. He wanted to make sure that it was more blue. I mean, it really is sad, but he's one of the biggest charlatans. That's why I say, you know, when people say to me, well, I really like Johnny O. He's a nice guy. No, he's not. If you died tomorrow, he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care. Okay, you consider him a friend or a colleague. Do you think he's going to care if you die tomorrow? I'm telling you right now, that's not what, you know, absolutely not. I am very well aware who Johnny O and his dad are and the people that they hang out with. I'm very well aware. All right, let's go over to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I know. You don't really care about the mainstream media in D.C. I don't either. But usually it's really fun, right? It's a fun situation. I guess I don't have time to play that clip right now. I do? All right, let's take a listen.
President Biden's decline and its cover-up by the people around him is a reminder that every White House, regardless of party, is capable of deception. But being truth tellers also means telling the truth about ourselves. We, myself included, missed a lot of this story. And some people trust us less because of it. We bear some responsibility for faith in the media being at such lows. I say this because acknowledging errors builds trust, and being defensive about them further erodes it. We should have done better. I believe our mission is vital in a world where people are struggling to figure out what's true and people with power are not telling the truth. I also believe that this association has been, is, and will continue to be critical to that mission. Thank you to the association's leadership for your unflinching defense of the First Amendment, not just now, but always. Your decades of daily battles on behalf of reporters is why this award is one of the great honors of my life.
And as you can hear there, that was White House Correspondents' Dinner, the most boring Correspondents' Dinner I've ever seen in my life. They didn't have a comedian. Obviously, President Trump did not show up. A lot of the fun podcasters and those that have been going to the White House, they were not there. But that's the media taking no accountability for the fact that they covered up the mental decline of President Joe Biden. They're blaming the Biden administration and the White House and the DNC, essentially, but they're not taking accountability. You are the reporters. You're the media. You're supposed to get the story. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, I read the notes the DNC sent me and never said that he couldn't talk. This is why nobody likes you, okay? You did a terrible job. You carried water for the DNC. And now when you have a moment to actually confront it and say, you know what, I made a huge mistake. We should have done more. That's my fault. We decided to go along with the DNC because we're biased. You could have done that, but you didn't. You decided to just blame everybody else around you, and that's why still no one will care about you. Coming up next, we got so much more to discuss.
End of mic check. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Peace may return to Ukraine for 72 hours next week. Russian President Putin declaring a temporary ceasefire to mark Victory Day in World War II. President Trump, meanwhile, admits he's frustrated with Russian and Ukrainian leaders as he tries to broker a peace deal. The president set to return to a state that he won in 2016 and in 2024. Tomorrow, he'll hold a campaign-style rally north of Detroit in Michigan. A 30-year-old suspect in a deadly attack in Vancouver is charged with multiple counts of murder. Police say he intentionally rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival in the Canadian city over the weekend. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 41 points. The NASDAQ is off 210. The S&P 36 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Quick turnaround for the Birds tonight as they begin a six-game homestand against the Yanks.
The dismal 1-5 road trip came to a merciful end yesterday in Detroit. 7-0 whitewash at the hands of the Tigers. Orioles now a season-low 10-17 and 6.5 games behind New York. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta overall pleased with his team's 11 draft pick haul, but acknowledging the one area he still needs to address.
Probably the one thing we couldn't do is get that big, wide body type guy. And I think, you know, that's something that we'll assess and address after the draft.
Caps back in action yesterday at the Bell Center in Montreal. Tied at 2 with 3:45 left to play.
Strome, crisscrossing, closing. Mangiapane scores! Andrew Mangiapane with a snapshot sizzler.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. Mangiapane's first of the postseason, and two empty netters later, the Caps had a 5-2 win and a 3-1 series lead. Game 5 Wednesday night in D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, quite a finish yesterday at Talladega. And that is Style on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Temperatures will trend warmer early this week. The high today headed to 75 with a sunny sky and a light breeze out of the south, and clear tonight with the low eventually settling in the low to mid-50s. With some sunshine on Tuesday and winds picking up out of the south, the high should climb to 83. Clouds will increase on Tuesday night with a shower too late and a low dropping to 67. And there will also be a slight chance for a shower continuing to Wednesday afternoon with a partly to mostly cloudy sky and a high in the low 80s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. GoodFeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit GoodFeet.com to book your appointment today.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We were talking about the aircraft collision at Reagan National Airport back on January 29th that claimed 67 lives, 11 of them children. And boy, those videos and pictures were so hard to look at after that crash. So those ice skaters, those cute, adorable kids. And then, of course, there were some people that I grew up with in Southern Maryland that were also on that flight. And those families will be forever broken. But we were talking about the NTSB and the information they released over the weekend. They did hear the recording, and that Black Hawk pilot, Mrs. Lobach, she was told to turn left. She was also told that she was up too high, but she did not take heed to any of that instruction, and she ended up crashing right into that American Airlines jet. I do have somebody on the line that wants to weigh in. Tom at Owings Mills, you wanted to weigh in on it?
Yeah, I think this will turn out to be some form of sabotage, and here's why I think this. If you have limited flight time and you're in a plane by yourself, say you're a jet pilot, you're in a plane, and you're in a difficult, ambiguous, and stressful situation, and you have to decide to do A or B, you might freeze up in that circumstance. But when you're in a plane with a superior officer and that person gives you an order, your response is physical. It's automatic. There's no time. Your conscious mind is not even engaged. You can't think, what should I do? I'm freezing up. No, you respond. Your body responds in an automatic level. It physically responds to the order. And it just, you don't freeze up in a situation. If you have had proper training,
You know, you've had the training kicks in, you hear the order, you respond. So I think this is going to turn out to be sabotage.
Oh, wow. Well, Tom, thank you so much. I'm pretty sure there's many veterans and those that's currently serving in the military that agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And, you know, that, of course, that's not, you're hoping that this isn't what many people like Tom believe it might be. But I'm sure as the investigation continues, we'll continue to learn more. But, yeah, there are a lot of people that were commenting on this story saying there's no way that she decided on her own to not turn left. There's no way that she decided on her own that she was still going to be at 300 feet. You know, some people are saying that there's no way that she just, you know, froze in that moment and did nothing. They said that was way too much time. She would have been able to actually, you know, turn left or even drop down further than she was supposed to be. It's such a sad situation. We'll continue to keep our eyes on that. I did want to talk to you about the rebranding. I know we had a text earlier about some of the rebranding that's been happening. AOC, you've got Senator Bernie Sanders. They seem to be out on the campaign trail, which is laughable. But you did have Adam Schiff on with Bill Maher over the weekend. And it was interesting because I don't usually stop to watch some of these clips because Bill Maher, usually he's hit or miss for me. But Adam Schiff was on the panel, and I saw there were a lot of Republicans commenting on it. So I said, all right, what the heck? I'll watch it. Take a listen.
So we're going to have to change how we do business in California. We're going to have to address people's legitimate concerns about crime. I was in South San Francisco 2 years ago after I had an experience in the city that all too many people had when my luggage was stolen out of my car. They tell you don't ever leave your luggage in the car. I never do until the one time I did. And of course, it got stolen. And what was most memorable about the experience for me is I went to this Target in South San Francisco, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm getting the toiletries I'm going to need for my next 2 days in the city. I get to the cashier.
You went there by yourself, not an assistant.
I think I went there. Well, yes, I had somebody drop me off at the store. And so...
I don't mean to make that an issue. I waited somewhere I should not have waited.
First of all, I had to get the clerk, which is hard to find, to unlock the shampoo or the whatever. So that's one thing. And then I get to the cashier. The cashier asked me if I want one of those Target bags with a little bullseye on it. And I said, yes, that Target bag is going to be my luggage for the next 2 days. And she asked me what happened, and I told her. And she basically said, in not so many words, yeah, Democrats are assholes. And I thought, you know, if the cashier in South San Francisco at 10 o'clock at night believes that Democrats are assholes because the shampoo is locked up and my stuff got stolen out of the trunk, we've got a major problem that we have to address. And I think
that's an awesome story.
All right, now Senator Adam Schiff out of California, and, you know, Brian, the producer, is not so sold that that was a true story. Yeah, it's definitely a story, all right. You know, whether it's true or not, I just wanted to point out the rebrand there. This is a guy that believed, you know, California was the place to be and that everybody should want to be like California across the country. And now he's admitting, or at least pretending to admit, that Democrats have failed cities all over the country. Now, I don't particularly believe him. I think that they saw what happened in November, and now they're going to try their best to try to flip either the House or the Senate here in the midterms, which is, as Republicans, why we have to work really hard to make sure that doesn't happen. But I do see the rebranding. I do see the shifting. And I just want to make sure that you see it as well. You probably do. I also noted here that Mayor Pete adopted two black kids. They're twins. And I believe he did that to check more boxes. But this is, again, this is part of, you know, them really laying it on thick, right? He's saying, oh, look, I'm a gay guy. You know, I have this minority card. I now have these twin black kids. I've got that minority card, right? And so some people are saying, oh, well, he's still running for that governor seat there in Michigan. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case. I know he moved there. I know that that's, everybody's talking about that. But if the Democrat Party doesn't come up with somebody other than AOC to run here in 2028, I think he might try to go that route. Now, could he run and win the seat in 2026 and then just leave and try to enter the presidential race? Possibly. I think that's probably what's going to happen if Governor Wes Moore wins re-election. I think he'll possibly do the same thing. But I think Mayor Pete has his eyes on the large prize as well. And, you know, I guess the key would be is whether or not their supporters are going to buy it, whether or not they're going to go along with this story and pretend that they are also normal now. I don't know if that's going to happen. When we look at the Republican Party today, I mean, a lot of those that are prominent in the party are former Democrats, right? Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat. Elon Musk, Democrat. President Trump, Democrat, right? I mean, you just go down the list. It's a bunch of Democrats that said the left left us. And so now the left is going to try to fight and get them back. In case you missed it, Senator Cory Booker and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries out of New York, they were sitting on the steps of the Capitol all weekend, holding almost like a sit-in, but obviously it's outside, so a sit-out maybe. I don't know. But they're sitting on the Capitol steps, and there were a bunch of senators like Ralph Warnock and others that were coming to visit them. Angela Alsobrooks came to visit them. You know what? She had her own microphone clipped to her lapel. She came prepared to visit. And of course, yeah, they're all, you know, it's a photo op, but it did absolutely nothing. And so they were sitting out on these steps. And apparently, just this morning, as session begins again for Congress, Hakeem Jeffries announced, oh, yes, we're going to go back inside. And hopefully we made our voices heard over the weekend and we will have more power and more say. You don't have it. You don't have it. Hang it up. Give it up. You got to focus on 2026. You are sitting on your hands for the next 2 years. You'd have got nothing. You've got nothing. And guess what? Don't be mad at President Trump. Don't be mad at Trump supporters or, you know, be mad at your own base. Be mad at your own party. The left left everyone that you had that could make a difference as far as votes in November. I don't know what you were thinking, but you got yourself into this mess. Also, we have a prominent Epstein accuser that has died over the weekend. If you can imagine, this is causing a lot of speculation across social media platforms. Take a listen.
Tonight, one of Jeffrey Epstein's most vocal accusers has died. Virginia Giuffre, seen here with her family, helped to expose Epstein's evil. CBS's Allie Bauman joins us with more tonight. Allie?
Good evening, David. Virginia Giuffre's family calls her a fierce warrior in the fight against sexual abuse. And other survivors have credited her with giving them the courage to speak out. She died Friday at her farm in Australia.
Virginia Giuffre was the first accuser of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein to waive her anonymity and go public. In a statement, her family says the 41-year-old was the light that lifted so many survivors. In the end, the toll of abuse is so heavy that it became unbearable for Virginia to handle its weight. Giuffre said in 2019, Epstein's sex trafficking ring passed her around like a platter of fruit to the rich and powerful, including Britain's Prince Andrew when she was 17. The Duke of York denies the allegations and questioned the authenticity of this infamous photo of him with his arm around Giuffre's waist. They settled out of court for an undisclosed amount in 2022.
We need to show the world that the rich and the mighty can fall too.
Giuffre spoke with Gayle King in 2020 about her fight for justice and Epstein's death by suicide in a New York jail.
It would have been great to look at him in court and say, you know, you hurt me, you took away my innocence, you took away my youth, but he took that away from us too.
And Giuffre leaves behind three children whom her family called the light of her life.
All right, and that was with CBS News there. And it's Virginia Giuffre, and there were many pictures of her with some of these individuals that are being accused. Now, like I said, there are a lot of people speculating online. There were notes and other videos in the past from Virginia where she said that she was not suicidal. So, of course, people are wondering exactly what happened here. We have still been waiting for the Epstein files from the Trump administration. We were talking about that day where you had social media influencers that were given these binders with basically it said, Epstein files on the front of this binder. And it looked like, you know, some kid put it together before like a science project or something. It was it was very last minute. It was very weird. Well, anyways, you know, they stepped outside with these binders and they were waving them around like they thought they had, you know, a pot of gold. because they believed that they were finally handed all the secrets. Turned out that there wasn't anything new in those binders. And many of them rightfully upset with Pam Bondi and others for giving them the binders and the photo op in the first place because they received a ton of backlash. Well, you know, we were told that they're working on getting those Epstein files out. It has been going on for quite some time now. Many people have given up waiting for those files. But we even talked about this, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Dan Bongino, now the deputy director at the FBI, he did unfollow Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton because Tom Fitton has put in a FOIA request for the Epstein files. And apparently the administration had a conversation with him saying, look, just wait until we can release it. You know, it's coming. It's coming. And so he still filed it anyway. And then that's when the New York Post and other people started basically commenting about those that had unfollowed Tom Fitton after he filed that suit. So it's interesting because obviously she was the most prominent figure in all of this. She does leave three children behind. So heartbreaking in many ways. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we're actually ever going to get those files. I know I've been saying that for quite some time. And I still believe that to be true. I think when it comes to exposing who was involved in all of this, I think there are some very prominent figures on all sides of the aisle. Those in the UK, those that could be, you know, obviously royalty and even other countries. I just don't think we'll ever see it. And if we do, I don't think it'll be in my lifetime. I have to be honest with you. We'll continue to wait. But if you notice, the administration hasn't really been talking about it much either. And I, you know, noted that Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, she was really taking the charge on this and the JFK files. And even though they've got the JFK files, she has not been talking much about the Epstein files. And you have to wonder, you know, what is going on behind the scenes there. I also wanted to talk to you, say to you in passing here. Florida did pass a $5 billion tax reduction plan. I wanted to note that because as we're struggling here in Maryland, I was wondering if we all should just move to Florida together. We can put our money together and we can all just move to Florida. But yeah, they're passing a $5 billion tax reduction plan. And they've been talking about lowering taxes and fees on many things. Governor Ron DeSantis's administration on many things in Florida because they are doing so well. And the tourism has just taken off. And a lot of that we saw because of COVID. Remember, Governor Ron DeSantis, he made a decision that many Republican governors, even our own, was too afraid to make. Now, Florida does have some very blue areas. I was down there this Friday. That's why Andrew Langer was here. And I was in Palm Beach speaking to the Young Republicans Club. And even though it's a fairly blue area, they have been organizing. And they now have some pretty good candidates running against some of those Democrats in the Palm Beach region, Boca and what have you. They're going to continue to fight. And I think the Young Republican Clubs, I say this all the time, they are the ones that are going to be knocking the doors, handing out the literature, working the polling locations, sign waving. That's why it's extremely important to make sure that we continue to support these groups, especially the young groups, and support a lot of these candidates. Because, you know, in Florida, you are looking at a situation where you could flip many more seats, whether it's at the state level or the federal level. And congratulations to Governor Ron DeSantis for putting himself in a position where he can be lowering taxes while we're sitting here having our taxes raised on absolutely everything. This is a difference between Republican leadership and Democrats. Okay? It's a huge difference. And I really wish somebody would hold Governor Wes Moore's feet to fire. I want to know exactly what he spent that $5 billion surplus on. I want the entire list. I want the invoices. And you know what? When it comes to Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton, this could be a FOIA request. We could request it. It's tax dollars. They have to tell us. All right, coming up next, I do just want to fill you in on what's going on with George Santos, the former congressman out of New York. He was sentenced on Friday after the campaign finance fraud and identity theft. And if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, I did chime in over the weekend because I was accused once of the same things. And I thought, well, look at that. I'm not under investigation. And yet here he's going to be serving quite some time. And I'll let you know what that is when we get back.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you came into the country illegally, you should be forced to leave. And honestly, no due process, because you gave no due process to our laws to come in here. And guess what? Anywhere else in the world, you would not be given the same sort of largesse that our government ladled upon the illegals who came here because Democrats wanted to get them signed up for benefits and then vote.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. Don't go anywhere. You got Rob Carson coming up next, and he has got a great show planned for you. I got a text here from Ron in Denver. Ron said, Kim, I was involved in military aviation for 31 years and both experienced and witnessed many check rides. If Captain Lobach was task saturated, meaning overwhelmed, she could indeed freeze up when given instruction. The flight evaluator could have announced my aircraft, my controls, and radios once she deviated. Yeah, Ron, I mean, look, there's people saying on both sides anything could have happened in that moment. And I guess, you know, you really don't know what that person's going to do. But I do think that Tom's also correct there. Those that have been in the military long enough, you know, when you get a command or an order, you do it. We'll have to wait and see if they find out any more information on this. I will expect lawsuits, I'm sure, from the families of the victims as well. I did want to tell you about George Santos. He was a congressman in New York, flipped a seat that nobody was paying attention to. And I know the Democrats were absolutely shocked. But he went to Congress, I think, believing he probably could not win that seat. And so on the very end of his campaign trail, he actually wired donor money from their accounts to his personal account and somehow got wrapped up in identity theft trying to straighten some of the stuff out. I mean, it was crazy. He was stealing donations. And I guarantee you he never thought he was going to win that seat. And he's from Brazil. I thought he thought, okay, I'll finish the election, I'll steal this money, and then I'll head back over the border. I guarantee you that's what he thought. Well, anyways, he won. And he was shocked. We were all shocked. But he did receive a sentence on Friday for stealing the campaign funds and identity theft, and he got 7 years total. I think it was 87 months. According to some sources, he is looking for a pardon from President Trump. It is a long amount of time. He is ordered to pay restitution, and I think also he'll end up doing some community service, too, afterwards, after he does his sentence. We'll see what President Trump decides to do. I just noted over the weekend on my accounts on Instagram and Facebook, I was accused of this stuff back in 2020. And I even tagged Candace Owens because she's the one that kind of started this whole thing. And, of course, she went back and forth with me a little bit over the weekend. I don't really care. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. If you steal campaign funds, and I put up many examples of those that have done it in the past, there is a federal investigation. And because of her claims against me, there was a federal investigation. And the FEC actually had to go back with a 17-page report noting that we didn't have any money missing and there was nothing that happened with our campaign finances and that the story was really just a made-up story. Well, by the time all that got out, people lost interest in it and they believed that I was some kind of thief. And so I just reiterated over the weekend, you know, these are serious felonies. Okay, that's why George Santos received 7 years. This is not a joke, and the feds do not play about campaign donation money. And I definitely wouldn't have been able to run in 2024 if that was true. So I did post about it over the weekend. Again, we'll keep our eyes and see what happens with George Santos. I would assume that President Trump is going to do something to help him out, but I don't know. And I do think it should be taken seriously. You don't steal from people's donation when they're trying to support you and your candidacy. All right, tomorrow we've got so much more to talk about. A lot going on this week. Some updates in Baltimore City. So thank you, as always, Brian, for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. American poet Carl Sandburg once said, "When a nation..."